Mental health is part of the wave of resignations that we're seeing. I'm David Brancaccio. Quitting time, economy-wide, as people give their notice for what they see as something better or something new amid the slog of pandemic. We'll get fresh government data today on how many people up and quit in October. Some want something safer from virus. Some are chasing more meaningful work, higher pay, more enlightened bosses. And according to a recent survey, one in three workers have considered quitting for mental health reasons. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has that.
Faith Clausen worked at a pharmaceutical warehouse in Everett, Washington for nearly 2 years before quitting recently. She says it was too stressful.
I don't want to be part of it anymore.
Before the pandemic, Clausen might have stayed for the paycheck. But as soon as she left, she says she got interviews for other jobs. With so many openings out there, it felt right to prioritize her mental health.
Workers are putting their both physical and mental health in a priority when they're making their career decisions.
Luke Pardue is an economist with Gusto. It tracks quit rates across sectors. He says the so-called Great Resignation does not seem to be letting up. It's still particularly high with customer-facing service jobs. And Pardue says COVID vaccination rates affect whether workers decide to quit.
There's a very strong relationship between a state's vaccination rate and the rate at which workers in customer-facing jobs are leaving their jobs.
And he says when workers are concerned about their physical health, that stress takes a toll on their mental health, too. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
Workers at Kellogg's Cereal have rejected a contract worked out by their union with management, which extends a strike by 1,400 people. Kellogg has begun looking for replacements for the strikers. The world's largest payment processor wants to help with cryptocurrency. Visa is launching a new service to advise financial institutions trying to navigate this brave new world. At the same time, Congress is also focusing on crypto. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us now. Nova?
Yeah, David, this goes under Visa's consulting and analytics arm. The company says it's seen a shift in the last year in its clients. They want to build business strategies around cryptocurrencies. Visa says the first step is for financial institutions to get their minds around, as you said, this brave new world. And Visa says this is a business imperative. Its own survey conducted in several countries found most people are aware of cryptocurrencies. Many have used them and say they'd switch to a bank that offers cryptocurrency services.
And there's the question about how to protect consumers.
That's right, and that's what the House Financial Services Committee is exploring today. It's talking to executives from various cryptocurrency companies, including Coinbase, which is a cryptocurrency exchange. They're telling lawmakers, these executives, be careful with regulations because they say if regulations are onerous, that could just send this emerging industry elsewhere in the world. What lawmakers want to figure out is, what rules do we need to protect consumers and discourage illegal activity? Now, the Treasury Department, for example, suggests a law that would require certain types of cryptocurrencies to only be issued by companies that have their deposits insured, just as banks are required to do now. So that's one example of what Congress may do, David.
All right. Well, watch that. Nova, thank you. Checking the numbers this morning, if the S&P were to go just under 15 points higher this morning, then the index will have erased everything lost since Omicron hit the headlines. This morning, the S&P future is up just 2 points so far. The Dow future is down 0.2%. The NASDAQ future is up 0.3%. Amid the ravages of Delta and the uncertainties of the new variant Omicron, companies are now re-evaluating plans to open their offices. Facebook just said it will reopen all U.S. offices at the end of January, but give workers options for working from home through June. Ford says it'll wait a few more months, maybe March, for office workers. Google and Uber are delaying. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
It's deja vu all over again.
It's tough. When we first started hearing about it, you know, there was this sort of groan from corporate America. It's like, oh, not again.
Kate Lister at Global Workplace Analytics says, once again, a lot of companies with remote workers that had been planning to bring them back to the office in January are now pushing those plans off.
But I think actually kind of a sigh of relief from a lot of the employees. They have seen flexibility. They are looking back at their lives pre-pandemic. And they're saying, I don't want to do that again.
About 90% of people who've been working from home want to keep doing it, at least some of the time, according to a recent Gallup survey. Most people who are looking for new jobs right now want that option, too.
55% of job seekers on ZipRecruiter say that they would like to find a job that is remote.
Julia Pollack, chief economist at ZipRecruiter, which is a marketplace underwriter, says there's a pretty big mismatch in terms of what people want and what's actually out there.
Only 10% of the jobs offer that opportunity. And so you see job seekers competing for them very quickly and largely ignoring the 90% of jobs that require them to come in person.
Most people in the U.S. are working in person now, at least some of the time. At this point, only about 11% of workers are still remote because of COVID, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Bhushan Sethi at PricewaterhouseCoopers says companies that have already brought people back don't seem to be changing their plans.
So there are companies like financial institutions that have said, we want you back 2-3 days a week. They're continuing to have people come in.
Figuring out what to do about remote versus in-person work is still a tough calculus for a lot of companies, says Jeff Polzer at Harvard Business School.
Companies are thinking about a number of things in terms of bringing people back to work. One is employee safety. One is real estate. Another is like, what do our employees want?
And in this tight labor market, he says, where there are a lot of jobs to go around, what employees want matters a lot. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.